The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome to Empowering Excellence. I am your host, Art Sturt, along with my co-host, Frankie.
Well, hello. Thank you.
We have a couple of great guests with us today, a couple of NAV warriors. First is Christina Crawford, and the second is Ryan Laster. We'll start off by having you guys tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you become NAV warriors?
Thanks, Art. Thanks, Frankie. I'm Ryan Laster. I'm the Director of Digital Innovation and Data here at NavWar.
Great, and thank you for having me here today. I find myself today as a cybersecurity technical domain manager and also one of the cyber directorates here at NavWar. I lead a lot of those initiatives under the Cybersecurity Tech Authority that is implemented Navy-wide.
I was reading that one-third of all cybersecurity employees in the city of San Diego work for NavWar. So of all the places you guys could have gone and worked, why NavWar?
Because we're in sunny San Diego, and it's a beautiful place to live.
I'd add that it's important in our support of the warfighter and the Navy in general and DOD as a whole, I think, is also what drives a lot of folks to be here. And also surrounding yourself with smart people, you know, like yourselves and across the board. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you're my boss. I have to, right?
It could be the environment, it could be sunny San Diego, but it could also be, you know, just the great teammates we have here that actually empower us to truly work within not just Navy, but across all of our sister services, and even with San Diego County to do a lot of great and fascinating things. And we're sort of down the road from Silicon Valley, where a lot of the industry lives, and being here and being empowered by just our work center just really supports us to really get after those great things. So I think that that's great, and we're not stressed by, what we say, that East Coast side of the house, even though there are great people out there too.
They don't have our weather, though.
They don't have our weather, which makes us always happy.
Yes.
Obviously, cybersecurity is a critical, important mission to the Navy, securing our networks, securing our warfighters' platforms. Talk about that a little bit from your perspective about the importance of the cybersecurity mission, both from your role and the CIO and your role too, Christina.
From a cyber engineering perspective, you know, under NavWar 5.0, we do great work with our engineers directly and our modeling and engineering teams there. And then we have a lot of people here that fill in the roles of cyber directorates across our NavWar and NavWar competency areas. We have the fortitude to not only build the systems, but actually watch them get implemented and work together with the fleet and get that return feedback from the fleet directly. And one of the great things that we're working on right now is, how do we do that faster? How do we do it better? How do we get after cybersecurity engineering at the forefront versus just bringing in the back? Because if we don't secure our stuff today, then we don't know how it'll work out tomorrow. It'll become more expensive. But also just in empowering our warfighter to be able to speak up and tell us where else they see it failing and how we can apply not just sense, but technology in the right places early on.
You know, our threat vector is ever increasing. It's continuing to expand, especially as we start to incorporate those generative AI type capabilities. And it just makes it easier for those threat actors to really introduce chaos, basically, into our systems, programs, projects. We have to balance our approach with how we're addressing these security concerns with agility. As Christina said, it's, you know, we want to go fast, but at the same time, we have to ensure that we're being careful and making measured steps. So that's part of the CIO's role, in a way, is like taking a step back, making sure that we're making smart decisions while still trying to empower those folks to move forward fast. We always look at a certain risk management framework, RMF practices, and how archaic they are in some ways. But looking at opportunities, I think, Christina, you were working on, was it RAISE or Rapid Assess Incorporate Software Engineering 2.0?
Yeah, absolutely. So today, one of the big buzzwords, DevSecOps and pipelines, and so that continuous integration and continuous development model that we really try to get after. And one of the ways is, how do we do the same things industry is doing today in order to get things out there faster and better? So working together with industry partners and also experts on how they've done employments of features, but also apply security as a focal point at the same time. And that's been working really well in RAISE 2.0, which is the certification process of approving our applications and softwares faster and getting them out in the fleet better, working together with our developers right away, giving them that return feedback within minutes and seconds versus months and years sometimes, allows them to actually move faster and get those approvals in place so we can actually deploy applications tomorrow versus next year.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to foot stomp. Point you made earlier was that we need to start focusing on having security baked in advance and not just a bolt on at the end and really thinking through that. I think there's other opportunities that we're seeing through like Flink Speed, for instance, and the Power Platform applications that are occurring in that environment where we're able to move fast because we're in this controlled space and able to move forward and be able to accomplish a lot from, you know, our human capital center stuff to our digital solutions group and the things that are occurring there. It's empowering, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. So cybersecurity, like I mentioned early on, here at NavWar, we've been empowered to really drive all of these things for not just the Navy, but for our nation. Part of that empowerment is coming from our senior leaders on the East Coast, when I mentioned, even though, you know, they don't have the beautiful weather, they do empower us to really lead that way. How do we change all those complex mindsets of how cybersecurity once was done to how cybersecurity can be in the future, and really work together as what we call today as one team and one NavWar to really get after what we need to do to empower our warfighters to win when we do have to go into these complex situations.
Yeah, and I think that gets after like the culture. Being able, I know Frankie and Art, you guys are all about like, let's hype up, let's bring, you know, the smart talent in and stuff like that. That's what we need, because that drives that culture shift and change and that shift in thinking that we're able to think outside the typical, I'm going to say, NavWar box. Hey, we can only do it this way because we've always done it this way, right? And in the future, we need to pivot off that and be able to break in that direction of get better faster, but also move forward smartly.
Right. That culture shift has been enabling us to bring in the talent that we need that's coming directly from academia and industry, bringing in even new practitioners that are coming straight out of college that are learning a lot of these new ways of thinking, whether it's application development and or if it's new coding and algorithms. Being able to employ them directly into all of the work that we're doing here has been great. And so it really just shows why STEM outreach, even before they go to college, I see it today, even in my own daughter, elementary school, how we're already embodying them to think that way, to be meticulous and think with that engineering mindset. You start molding them into that environment that they are, but you're empowering them at the same time and showing them what they're worth and they're valued and how they're valued. And we do that so greatly here at NavWar. I could even take it a reach further, as predominantly it's always been a very male-dominated work environment just because it's a very engineering focus. But what we don't realize is that there are, I want to say, a very large group of females that come out of this. And even if we look at on the Navy side within the Academy, there's a very big push of female engineers coming forward. And it's been just great being empowered, not only as a person here that works at NavWar and getting to do so many great things from a cyber perspective, but even as a female person here within this realm, being empowered to work forward and enable so many great things in the cyber field.
Absolutely. And from a technical literacy perspective and pushing that left and pushing that down, you know, like your daughter and teaching her, same thing with my two kids, same thing as like pushing them in those directions. So they do have that literacy for the future, whether that's just being cyber literate or technology literate, et cetera.
I can really tell from both of you, your passion, not yes. just for the Navy mission, but for cybersecurity as well. And so kind of on that note, you kind of hit on it, Christina, but recruiting that future generation from your positions today, what would you say to somebody who was thinking, you know, maybe they're getting out of college, where would they go work in a cybersecurity career? Why would they come to NavWar?
For me, I've brought in some members that are directly out of college that weren't really sure where they wanted to touch in. They were modeling engineers, if you will, and they came in and we started just emphasizing it's not so much you have to be the practitioner of cybersecurity. It's really just understanding infrastructures and or technology in general, and then start driving that focus into how would you secure a room? How would you put locks on your house, right? What kind of locks would you choose, and why would you choose those locks for that environment? One of the examples I always use is I have a keyless entry because I always lose my keys. Mm-hmm. So I need something that has that extra oomph to it so I don't lose my keys again. Maybe it's the same thing within cybersecurity. So not only are you just coming in, some of these practitioners that are coming in today, they get to actually apply what they already know and learn at the same time versus having to sit there, what I would say was largely a problem in the past, trying to get up to par before they could actually be used. And today's people, I would say they want to know that they are wanted, desired, and needed, right? And essentially that needed. And so if you can show them what their mindset can already provide, now you can try to help fine-tune the pieces that you want to in cybersecurity. Then Ryan mentioned earlier, how do I bake that in up front? Well, it's already a mindset piece first. You got to bake it in first, and then you can apply it. So working together with new practitioners that way has been largely well received. And now I have a person that is extremely smart in modeling, simulation, and coding, and has now transitioned over to cybersecurity and how that can actually enable us to do modeling, how we can do even cyber reporting faster and using technology. I've had success that way. I don't know if there's other ways to do it, and I'm always open to those things.
That's fantastic.
A lot of the recruitment that we've been doing and getting that information out there, trying to generate that excitement, trying to show that, hey, we are trying to engage with external folks and the public in general and show you what we have, but also showing that it can make a difference. You can come in, you can affect change, you can shift gears if you want. You want to do something else, you want to expand your horizons, it's available to you there. And it's good though, because I've kind of found that the more you know, you're able to bring that to your next position and continue that cycle. Teach people, you're also learning from people at the same time and surrounding yourself with those smart folks again.
Well, Frankie, I think we just found our recruiting team.
Well, remember, these are two of the three that I worked with to do that virtual employer spotlight.
So oh, that's right.
You're getting a front row seat to kind of how that event went. It went really well. And actually, for those who are listening, I am always interested, and I know a lot of our hiring managers are interested in developing partnerships with our external entities, the private sector. If we've got people on the fence who are thinking about federal employment, we'd love for them to come work at NAVWAR, but NAVWAR is one command of multiple in Navy. You know, my thing is if they're Team Navy, then it's still a win for us. But selfishly, I'd like you to come to NAVWAR.
Come to CIO.
If you're listening and you have interest in hearing more from our cyber professionals or engineering or you name it, we have all of them. Reach out. You can contact PAO team, go to our NAVWAR site. We have a lot of contacts on there, and we would love to hear from you and develop a relationship. So. Good job, fantastic. Guys.
Yeah. I really want to thank you guys for being here today. And
thank you guys both for being here. I appreciate it. It's great working with you and looking forward to working with you guys in the future to recruit more smart people.
Look forward to it. And thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you all.
And I think that'll be it for this episode of Empowering Excellence. So we look forward to next time. Right, Frankie?
Till next time. Woohoo.
Everybody have a great day, including you future NAV warriors. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist, who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy day.